Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Real Debaters podcast. I am Michael Petro.
I'm Charles.
And you know, Michael, I'm pissed off this week.
Oh, why, Jimmy?
Because I drove down your street and I saw there's a business. It's a dog groomer and it's called Pride and Groom. Why would you call it that? It makes it sound like you're going to marry my dog. Yeah. I'm not going to take my dog there. You're going to fuck my dog.
you come over to my house and fuck my dog.
That's right. Why would you call it that?
I didn't even know.
You're
going to
marry my dog? Is that what you're going to do? You're going to marry my dog?
Some people call that grooming.
That's right. That's exactly right, Charles.
Well played, sir.
He's the reality making a hard comeback top of the show.
Pride and Groom.
No kidding. Martin, you want to get in before we're canceled?
I don't want to get in on anything.
Oh,
I don't want to get in on Jimmy's dog. I'm good. Hey,
you're not the pride in that groom, apparently.
So the wedding's in September.
What's in the doggy bag?
Oh, God.
My favorite part of that is Jimmy busted into that business, made a stink, and then they're like, "Where's your dog?" And he's like, "Oh, I don't have a dog.
I just have a problem.
I just have a big problem here."
Your marketing team.
Yeah.
Your marketing team is saying the wrong thing.
I don't need a dog
to
know it's not okay to fuck anybody's dog.
Yeah,
okay?
That's right.
Seriously. No.
These doggy bags, dog Viagra. That's what's in there.
Fucking lipstick.
Bride and groom.
Cheaper than human bags, but works half the time.
Oh, hello, listener. welcome back. On the show this week, it's Ahsoka week. This, I think, is going to, from what I've read about the reviews, this is going to reignite the Star Wars universe, reignite the Jedi conversation, reignite the Jedi story, for fuck's sake.
Did you see, like, the early reviews? Yeah, Disney's so confident. They're moving it to Tuesdays. They're moving it a day early. Like,
they're making Tuesdays
they're
awesome.
They're so excited. Yeah.
Right?
Nice. It's getting me really excited, man. It looks so good.
It's so ballsy to do Tuesday.
Like, yeah.
Tuesdays on ABC.
Right?
Shield. Yeah. 3 episodes of According to Jim.
Whose line is it anyway?
The middle.
With Malcolm?
No, just the middle.
Just the middle.
But the reason we're doing this, because it, not only is it Ahsoka week, but we thought, wouldn't it be fun? This is a debate this week. We're doing a fan casting. We're going to cast the way we do. We're going to make our own Jedi in honor of Ahsoka. And we're going to see if she could, he could, they could, whatever we come up with, because we're starting from scratch, if they could maybe even enter the world of Ahsoka, if we could make, you know, this Jedi part of
canon. Well, I've seen posts where people... This is sports.
They
make the ultimate quarterback, right? So they take like Tom Brady's kissing his son mixed with with Peyton Manning's forehead. But I, you know, we thought, why not take the best qualities of different Jedi and combine them and create the best possible one, or maybe even the worst possible one.
We did not mention Tom Brady kissing his kid when we pitched this.
But kid. I love just, how that's
right
his,
on the lips.
I love how that's his best quality.
It's not
kissing
his
kid.
What was my that? Characteristics for my Jedi.
Yeah.
Tom Brady kissing his kid on the lips.
Well, he won 7 Super Bowls somehow. Yeah.
Guys, the cool thing about my Jedi, Tom Brady kisses him on the lips. And loves it.
And he uses the force through their body.
Tom Brady.
Bring him back.
I kind of want to put that in my Jedi now. We're on my Jedi.
Does he kiss his son on the lips?
Enemies. We start with enemies. Yeah, it's a finishing move, like in Mortal Kombat.
That would be weird if like, Obi-Wan kissed Luke on the lips.
Well, Tom Brady does it, and he's a champion.
You're a Jedi now, boy.
So that's what we're going to do in a hot minute. We're going to come up with this Jedi, and maybe it kisses, maybe it doesn't. Who fucking knows?
It might not even have lips.
Lips might be somewhere completely
right.
different.
Dad, stop Tom. We're going to answer blunt. All those questions.
But before we get there, there's things we do that we want you to know about. So, Martin, tell him first. What are you up to?
Oh, September 3rd, we are back at Clue Club. That's the long weekend Sunday in Vancouver. BC in Gastown, we have our headliner. It is Ryan Williams, who's a Vancouver-based comedian, and he just came off his appearance at JFL Montreal this year.
Funny
great
guy.
Comedian, very high energy, good laughs. Come out.
That's awesome.
Eventbrite is going to be on my page.
Sweet. And you can follow his page by either looking in the bottom of our website at therealdebaters.ca. Everybody's social media is there. Or you can follow the link in our bio at The Real Debaters, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, because all of his shit's there well, too. Do it! Do it! Because it's Vancouver and it's fun. Jimmy?
Mm-hmm. I got a, on September 8th, I got a, there's a Hot Ones themed comedy show where I have to, it's like roulette style.
I'm sorry to say this, yeah.
All the comics have to eat a pepper before they do their set, and the peppers are all different. Oh. It's ranging from not very spicy to Carolina Reaper.
Oh.
So we'll see what happens. I'm going to have violent diarrhea and probably throw up and
what day is this again?
September 8th at Wee Johnny's on a Friday.
What are you doing?
I'm going to watch Jimmy shit his pants.
It's going to be in.
Do you want to do it together?
Sure. Eat like shit our pants?
You know what we should do?
For Jimmy?
We should sneak in a hotter pepper than a Carolina Reaper.
Is there much?
I mean, there's genetic.
We'll dab it. You'll know.
Yeah.
Jimmy, pepper. You'll know it's from Mike and I. It'll be dabbed.
I'm pretty sure it's roulette style, so I'm not sure what I'm going to get, but we'll see what happens.
They missed a marketing opportunity.
I think they're okay with spicy foods, but we'll see what happens.
I think they should have called it, Would You Like to Eat a Pepper Too?
Oh, my God.
I mean, would you like to be it? No, whatever.
You did a reference.
I did. Thank you. That's almost comedy.
The 16th at Laughs at Gaffs, and then the 17th at Limelight. It's the place that's underneath Juneberry.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't do a fun show there.
Too.
I didn't even know where Juneberry was.
That's so cool.
St. Mary's.
Yeah.
That's a cute little spot down there.
The Hot Ones at Wee Johnny's. What time does that one start?
The doors are at 8 and I think shows at 9 or nice. Doors are at 7, shows at 8, one
dope.
Of those two.
Doors are at, so okay. Dope. And then you
go to the Wee Johnny's page to find out.
Yeah. And then you're shitting at 11.
Yes. Yeah.
Cool.
It'll probably be instantly.
Cool.
And again,
I'm not a guy who drinks milk, but I'm going to be drinking some milk.
Yeah. Kenny Rogers style.
Can
you wear a t-shirt that like the old like, you know, milk commercials and shit? Got milk?
Got milk.
It's going to be gross. Right? It's like, going to be a gross milk. Time.
Got ass of fire?
Got Pepto?
Fun idea for a show, terrible execution.
As an observer, it'll be hilarious, but yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. So do it again. Link in our bio at Real Debaters Pod, REEL for the spelling. Jimmy Martin Comedy. There. Follow it. Make sure you're aware of it. Charles. Nerdies?
Yeah. So actually, funny enough,
joke.
By the time this airs, the Nerdies will be out.
Sweet.
So yeah, best and worst of 2022. It's a very quick episode.
Hey man, that's what people want these days, though.
But we're highlighting movies that I don't think I talked about enough last year. So
can you give us one?
Yeah, tease us.
A lot of highlights about Prey. I thought Prey was a really great, fantastic movie.
Hell yeah.
And we didn't.
Yeah.
She might be winner of best hero. I don't know.
You got to tune in,
but. Yeah, we have a very cool... There's always fun categories. I have best and worst hero, best and worst villain. Of course, best and worst movie, because there's always so much shit that comes out every year.
Oh, boy, there is.
Yeah. But yeah, no, and this was the one year I will say Oscars did it all right with Everything Everywhere. So
yeah.
I mention it,
okay,
but I mean,
that?
Batman did not get nowhere near enough talk about.
No, he
did.
So.
No, it did not. No.
Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, that'll be out, so... YouTube.com/CFBomb, you'll see that, and all episodes of the Nerdgasm streaming. And I'm going back to school, so I'm going
to
be doing like a short film for a project
to prove
and
to
some
Dad
other
that
stuff.
He's not a fool.
So that's right. You remember. Yeah. But yeah, I'll have some stuff. It'll be cool. I'm going to have some cool stuff uploaded there that's even not Nerdgasm. So
yeah.
Other reasons to come check it out.
Perhaps more film stuff?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
It's all things Charles.
Stuff, so.
Ah.
Yeah.
How lovely.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do like a documentary, I think.
Ooh.
A short film.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Things I haven't done that I'm really excited for.
Do you need people who need to just stand in the background and act like motherfucking idiots?
Well, we're definitely going to talk about that.
Not just idiots, but motherfucking idiots.
If the documentary can be behind the scenes of The Real Debaters, then hey, why not? Wouldn't that be fun?
Ooh.
Yeah.
You want to follow this around?
Why not?
And that around with a camera in our off time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's going to be what we do outside of the podcast. So it's really just me following you guys at your jobs.
Oh no.
The behind the scenes of this show is our daily lives.
It's going to start with me locked in a coffin. I'm like, Jimmy has no idea I'm in here. I'm waiting for him to open it up. And it's not going to be Jimmy. It's going to be like a family that opens it up.
Fly to Vancouver and like hide in the cubicle next to Martin.
Yeah. Martin has no idea I'm here, but I'm at his work right now.
and then come to my work and hide in a skid steer.
Yeah,
and like drive around and like bug my desk and be like, Michael has no idea I'm
so
here
I'm not
in a
paying.
Skid steer.
I realize I'm not paying tuition. I'm just using tuition to fund all of my own films and using school facilities, but somehow getting graded on them.
We have forklifted Michael's desk to the top racking at his work.
Let's see how long it takes for him to find out.
Or find it in general. Where's my desk next week on Behind the Scenes?
Oh, I imagine we lifted you up there with it.
Oh, I just was like, how did I get here?
Well, you were so busy with your work.
Mike, we're recording up there. Get up there.
Fuck. All right. Yeah. And then for us, listener, September 5th is movie trivia. Movie trivia part two.
And September 1st is Movies at the Park.
Yeah, so much.
yeah. And we did our Movies at the Park.
We did.
Our first round.
We did.
And it was fantastic.
They gave us a tent.
Yeah, it was free. Yeah, they did.
Shout out to Assiniboia
they
Park.
They like us. Yeah. We like them.
That was great.
Huge.
It was a really good crowd that came out. Yeah.
Talked about pandas.
Yeah.
AKA periods.
Yeah. It was
interesting because it was Emily like basically educating
reliving horror
for us. And educating us on her childhood and the trauma of her going through womanhood, and we were just like, oh, let's make fun of this and watch a movie at the same time. But it was really fun. That's coming out it's coming out soon. Stay tuned, listener, still working.
You can watch the Nerdies and then listen to that and watch the Nerdies right now.
Yeah. Do it all. At all of these ats, which are all in our Real Debaters, the link in our bio, they're all there. You just go down a list and you're like, I'll follow Charles, I'll follow Jimmy, and I'll follow Martin.
It's Linktree, is that correct? Is that what the hip kids?
It's Lincoln Bio, I think. It's from one of those social media.
Abe Lincoln Bio.
Yeah. Vampire Hunter Bio. So, yeah, that's it. September 1st, Movies in the Park. Super Mario Brothers, we're going to record for.
Yeah.
And we had a lovely kid named Xander come over and tell us
Xander!
His take on the movie, which was really sweet.
Oh, so good.
So if you want to do that, too, you come over during the movie. I forgot to mention this. Come over during the movie
and
have a conversation with us. Feel free to interrupt us.
Oh, you're grabbing a snack? Come say hi.
We talk to each other weekly. We don't talk to you ever. So.
Yeah.
Like, just come over and do it. Charles will be eating ketchup chips. I'll be figuring out how to make the mics work. It's a fun event, and then we'll be hanging out for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Man. Those chips are good.
Tickets can be found at Eventbrite for the Real Debaters at Little Brown Jug for trivia, 7 to 9 p.m. We heard you last time. We heard your critiques and your complaints and your praises. Those were very few, but we heard you. And this is going to be trivia light, trivia skinny. We're going to give you images. We're going to give you gifts. We're not going to make it such a production. It's not going to be such a theater anymore. So if you came last time, you were heard. Come again this time.
We're
going to
act out scenes.
We're going to. It's going to be pantomiming. Actually,
we have props.
Yeah, it'll.
We have made it so no one will like it.
Exactly.
We need 15
Imagine
minutes.
Carrot Top hosting trivia.
Exactly. It's a
so
a tickle truck.
Yeah. We're going to sit down and ask you if you know the answer and act out hints for you by the table. No. It's three rounds. General movie trivia, because that one was like, now we're going to do the 90s, one of the best eras of film. And then we're going to do straight up Steven Spielberg. And Jimmy just broke a lamp. And Jimmy's trying to figure out what he broke. Don't worry about it, man. That thing is held together by a prayer and very little.
That's lies. Mike's not religious.
Yeah,
that's why it's falling apart.
Anyways, tickets at our link in our bio and on Eventbrite. Buy them now. We sold out last time.
We did.
So there's room for like 60, 70 people, teams of four.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got it all? Yeah, I got it all. Anyone move on? All right, let's move on. Let's step off this mortal coil. Martin, what'd you watch this week?
I've been on an animation kick recently.
No.
Been watching a lot of Crunchyroll. I just watched a Japanese animated movie called Your Name. It's a fantasy romance kind of genre. It's by Makoto Shinkai.
Okay.
This is rated as the top, I think it's the third highest grossing film in Japan of all time. It made $382 million worldwide US release. It's really cool. Like, it's so the basic premise is there's two students, and basically they both live in different parts of Japan, and every time they dream, they switch places. So it's kind of like Trading Places a little bit, but it's got like a really cool twist
in it.
But I want to say, because in case you watch it, it's like the twist is part of the whole appeal. Really good, really cool. Like, I don't really watch a lot of, like, you know, romantic movies, but this was really, really well done, really well animated. It's got some futuristic that's huge sci-fi, kind of sci-fi fantasy elements to it, which is pretty cool. So I would definitely recommend it if you're looking for it, just to watch them sort of, just to watch a movie 2 hours, even if it's animated. You're not a big fan of animation, watch this movie. Great story. Check it out.
Dude.
He's talking to you, Mike.
Yeah. Fuck off. 8.4 out of 10 on IMDb, 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, 8.8 out of myanimal.list.net, which I don't know what that one is. But most searched anime movie on streaming today, number 6.
Wow.
I almost cried.
Wow, it sounds...
I almost cried. It almost made me feel a feeling. Almost. Very close to making me feel a feeling.
Is it a movie or a show?
Movie.
It's
movie.
A movie.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Like an hour and a half, I think.
Cool.
But it's great. Like, it doesn't feel like an hour and a half. I watched it. I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Wow.
Google says reasons to watch. Uplifting, playful, and moving.
Wow.
Cool. Would you agree with that, Martin?
I agree. Everything with that statement. It's got a great,
right.
Like, great characters, cool story. Cool. And like I said, that twist at the end, you're like, oh, shit. And then it's just from there, it just gets better and better.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely sold on this. Released in Canada, 2017.
Hell yeah.
Story, directed, screenplay, all by the same guy. As you said, Makoto Shinkai? Did I say that right, Martin?
Shinkai.
Yeah.
Did you say that was on Crunchyroll?
Yeah.
It's on Crunchyroll, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you...
If you don't have Crunchyroll and you want to get it legally, I recommend maybe getting a little... Try to find somewhere to watch it.
Cool. Okay, all right, we can talk after the show.
Your name. That's what it's called?
Your name, yeah.
Your name, okay.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Okay, the title comes, like, it comes back in the story, cool. Like, oh, shit, there they used it. I was like, cool. And then, yeah, just, really cool, really good. Felt great watching it. I was on a little bit of weed, and it was good, so.
Just a little bit of weed.
Oh, I love it.
And, like, yeah, I like uplifting shit. I need more uplifting shit in my life. I've noticed that it carries me through my day a little bit more where I'm like, this was so good. It made me feel so great. And instead of,
I can feel happy.
Yeah. this feeling is so foreign to me.
I needed to feel happy. I was playing Elden Ring and hating life because I'm dying. So I was like, I need to be happy.
Inject it into my veins.
I need something to love me.
Which is great. So.
Hug me. Cool. All right.
How many kisses on your son's mouth would you give it out of 10?
I'd probably go with 9.75 kisses on my son's mouth. So like almost like tongue, but no tongue.
That's almost a full day of kisses
close
for Tom Brady.
Tongue.
That is.
Close tongue.
That's what he calls lunch.
That's kissing at 8 and ending at 2.
Like, you don't need to hydrate because there's enough fluids exchanged.
8.5 Tom That's Brady true. Kisses. Tom. Thanks, Jimmy. What about you, dude?
I went to see Blue Beetle by myself because Michael's too busy to go see a movie on Friday night.
Because
he booked himself to do a real talk that's interesting and fun and cool.
I'm sorry, man.
So I went to Blue Beetle and I smoked a joint in the car and I got too high.
Yeah, you did.
And then I had to stand in line by myself. It was uncomfortable and I kept thinking people are looking at me and nobody was looking at me.
That kid's the Blue Beetle.
Nobody
and
was
I
line.
Don't know if you guys know, at Landmark, it is impossible to sit by yourself. You are always on a date with the person that is sitting beside you.
Yeah, it's just a little divider that maybe...
I put the fucking armrest down. It does not matter.
They took it back.
We were holding hands by the end of the movie. I don't know what happened.
So it was good.
It was great.
It was great.
That's my one downfall with Landmark is that no matter if you go by yourself,
you're
you're
always with someone.
Yeah.
A ticket's a ticket's a ticket.
Everyone's on a date here.
Why would you go by yourself, you psycho?
Yeah. It's just a shame seat.
It is.
Yeah.
It really was.
Okay.
I enjoyed the movie. I did.
Did the person next to you enjoy it too?
I've said this to you guys a few
times. I'm just kidding, Jimmy. I'm just kidding.
These are my favorite characters. I'm finally getting to see them on screen, and I really think they did the character of Blue Beetle justice. For those who don't know, the original Blue Beetle is Ted Kord. He's a rich billionaire type like Batman, but he's like if Batman was fun and had wacky gadgets
not broken.
Instead. Yeah, exactly. So Ted Kord in this movie is missing. And his Susan Sarandon takes over his company, Kord Industries.
Yeah.
Susan Sarandon is the villain of this movie.
Ooh, interesting.
And
Thelma.
Now, Ted Kord's daughter still works there, kind of, but not really. And she's being phased out by Susan Sarandon's character.
Oh.
And they find out that Susan Sarandon has the Scarab, which is an intergalactic bug type AI / sentient being. That when fused with a person creates some kind of battle suit armor. It's all just it's so much to fit into one movie.
Busy?
Yeah, it's a little bit busy. But for someone like me who enjoys the character and knew all of this already, I was like, this is great. I'm just having a great time. The suit looks fantastic.
Cool.
I think all the CGI that they put into this, they definitely took away from the last Thor movie. So that fuck you guys, I think. I just this listen, it's a superhero story, it's an origin story. I don't know how to say his name. I think it's Zolo.
Yeah, it's a cool name.
Yeah, he does a fantastic job. And the video you sent me, Charles, of him finding
out. So cool?
Him getting the role of Jaime Reyes was just absolutely fantastic.
I guess I didn't
was
realize.
Was he on the set of Karate Kid?
He was on the set of something.
He was on the set of something. But it was so nice because you could see that he really wanted the character and he really just.
And it's very important that it's like Latino. It's like a very like.
Well, I was telling Michael.
Strong part because even the director, right? Like
so
it's very.
I was telling Michael before. There were definitely sometimes they would do subtitles for the Spanish and other times they wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was definitely an inside joke that they planted for Spanish families and people who are actually getting to see a hero that represents them on screen.
Right.
And
all the gringos
was cool
don't know
me.
What's going on.
Yeah. For gringos like myself.
Yeah.
It was cool to hear a joke in Spanish, but they don't subtitle it, and I can hear groups of people laughing,
you know,
and I have
funny.
No idea what fucking happened.
Right,
but I'm like,
right.
I know something funny happened, and
that's
I just...
Right?
I'm cool. going to laugh along, too.
So the representation's just, really well done, which is
I
awesome.
Think so. I
that's
absolutely
awesome.
Think so. George Lopez didn't like him at the start, ended up loving him by the end of the movie.
He wins you. It's like
he
hookworm.
Wins, he wins it.
Anybody with that greasy of a mullet, I think, deserves respect by the end. So.
Well, and he's like a poor man's Bruce, or poor man's Alfred.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Like, that's the vibe I'm getting. I'm kind of upset I didn't go with you.
I thought you said that you didn't get Alfred.
No.
The suit looks great. The fight scenes were all fantastic. Oh, my God, the music was great. Just the soundtrack itself was fantastic.
So cool. Does the suit talk to him? Like, is it a Tony Stark
the
relationship?
The suit is its own sentient being.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not something that's been created.
Fuck
it's
Jarvis.
Just, yeah, exactly. So
what's the character's name? That they're
It's one of those movies where he fights being with this thing, but by the end he realizes that they're one and they come together.
Tenet. Like a symbiote.
Like Tenet.
Ooh,
exactly.
Tenet.
Tenet.
It's been a while.
Ooh, Tenet.
As a movie, I think if I didn't enjoy the character, it's maybe a 6 out of 10, but because of my love for the character and for this movie, I'd give it an 8. Yes, Martin? Shoot.
Should I invest in this, or is this like a one-off Marvel or DC thing that they're just never going to do again?
I think it's going to be part of the universe, from what I understand.
Okay, that was my next question, was how does the first one out of this new... Because
you said they mentioned Batman and Superman.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it. There's no cameos. It's like you're not...
Is there an end credit?
There's an end credit, but it's a stop motion of a scene that they did in the movie, so it's just kind of a fun.
Oh, that's
so
fun. Everything is tied
so
up.
So George Clooney is not Batman.
No, it's Val Kilmer.
There is a mid-credit scene, but it only has to do with the next Blue Beetle movie.
But that's cool.
Yeah. Ah.
So they're just putting into Blue Beetle.
Exactly.
That's
they
cool.
don't hint at anything.
I kind of like that.
Here's 3 minutes of something that makes no sense about something you'll see 10 years from now.
You're supposed to be here for Blue Beetle is the way I saw it, right? You're not supposed to be here because fucking Superman might be at the end of the movie.
That's what you were saying,
But I like that they're acknowledging that it is a world where Superman and Batman are.
That's right.
They exist.
I'll say that the villain wasn't, like, this isn't a world-ending problem. You know what I mean? This isn't something that Superman or Batman or the Justice League are going to have to come solve.
It's
something that Blue Beetle, Jaime Reyes, a new hero, can solve.
Right.
And it's sick.
That's cool.
Yeah. I give it's an 8 out of 10 because of my love for the character. I really think you guys should see it.
8 Miss Beetles?
Yeah.
Activate Miss Beetle.
Do you think there's going to be... Do you think there'd be a Miss Beetle?
It's 8 Pete Bess.
We've got a Beetle and a Spider, right? This is the Marvel and the DC equivalent of insect.
Oh, you're
like,
wondering who his Wasp is?
Not maybe his Wasp or maybe his Miss
Marvel?
No. Spider-Woman. That's why I was leading with Miss.
Oh,
like, no idea what you're trying to say.
Yeah, but like, is he going to have a female counterpart like Marvel does?
Spider-Gwen. Like,
Spider-
like
yeah, that's
Spider-Gwen.
What
it's
Thank
2023,
you. Thank you for getting me there.
Michael.
Oh, what does that mean? So yes, is that...
Maybe.
Okay, cool. I'm just curious. I just know how Marvel and DC copy the shit out of each
other.
Then be like, this isn't the same, but it's like... Yeah,
I think
Stark
what's really
labs
awkward,
and whatever labs are, you know
these
what I
are
mean?
Clearly still projects that James Gunn didn't they were before him.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. It's still a little bit of an awkward, like, what's going on? But it's nowhere, to me, it's very similar to what's going on with Marvel in Phase 4, because Phase 4, I'm a lot of like, what's going on here?
They're all like, what's
like,
going on?
Like, what is this building up to? Yeah. Like, what are we, where is this? What's going on? So I look at it like that, and honestly, the fact that Jimmy said they acknowledge Batman, Superman, I'm like, then that's enough. That's enough that if this is going to connect to new Superman with James Gunn, then we got it. It makes sense, right? Like,
well, and so,
and it's not a bat, it's not a Superman movie, it's a Blue Beetle movie.
That's
right.
Right?
So,
and in like all the, in all the film and movies and TV shows that I've seen, Blue Beetle, he's kind of like an apprentice to Batman. Like, he's in this new line of sidekicks that comes in and apprentices under Batman, and Batman gives small missions to.
Apprentices, I love it.
That's what it is. Like, once the Justice League is formed and it's all very official, that's kind of where Blue Beetle fits.
Is he technically part of Young Justice League?
Yeah.
He is, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Which makes sense. So
it's like him, Firestorm, there's a bunch of them. Robin, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Charles, what'd you watch?
So, I mean, we talked about it just a little bit, but I'm almost done. I'm two episodes away from the end, but I'm, I've been watching Twisted Metal.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. And
Mark has mentioned this. What are your thoughts?
Honestly, so it's really stupid, and it's really, like, it's really dumb, but it's really, it's Twisted Metal. Like, if any, maybe it's because I have nostalgia like crazy. Like, I grew up playing the game, and I remember playing the game at my cousin's house and not really supposed to be playing it because it was so fucked up. But it's funny seeing it translate into a show. Like, not every character is from the game, but the ones that do are so fucking perfect, and they have so much fan service. And a lot of the show is like, the two leads are really, they make such dumb decisions. They're so trusting of people in the environment for a world that's been Mad Max for like 20 plus years. Yeah. So, but you realize the show, just like the game, it's not about them making the right decisions. It's all about them making the dumbest ones, but how they get out of the situations. And then that's what the charm of the show is. Is,
well,
like,
it's Deadpool producers combined with Zombieland producers.
Yeah, and it really shows.
You're going to get.
So, like, Sweet Tooth is in it, and Sweet Tooth is in it the same way he was in the game. He's not a main character, but when he's there, he is the main character.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because he's so fucked up, and it's so crazy. But then they sprinkle in other big characters. Like, Thomas Hayden Church plays a good villain.
The lawman, right?
Yeah. And in the game, he was a dick because he drove a police car, was fully dressed as an officer, and that
was
his thing, was bringing back in the law by like extreme violence. So he
like
had
Peacemaker.
The force.
Yeah, okay, I got to get paramount.
It's so cool. Right, it's so, and his performance is exactly what you would expect. He's great. He's great. But
I love
like
his voice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. Claudia still, she's like, Sandman. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, he is the Sandman.
He is.
I'm like sideways over here.
But
Peter, it's me.
But they did what they should have. Like, Anthony Mackie is the star. He plays John Doe. That's his actual name.
Yeah.
And he's, as far as I know, he's not a character from the game, but it's what they should do, which is like,
give
if
you
he's
a
the
character
lead,
that you can follow.
Exactly, and make him the focus because he's not based on the game. So the whole time you're watching, you're not like, oh, the character did this though, or the character
did
this.
It's kind of like what they did with Mortal Kombat, right?
Totally. Yeah. So when those characters do, it's just hard fan service.
Right.
Like, it's really, and it crazy, like, what's her face? I can't remember her name, but she's on SNL. She makes an appearance as Bloody Mary, which was
Maya
a big
Rudolph?
Character
oh, no.
in the
Who?
Game.
Maya Rudolph?
No, it's, she's,
Recent
she's
SNL?
Younger. She, yeah, she's, one of the younger cast, but she's been
Sherman?
There for a bit. Chloe, I want to say it's
Feynman?
Chloe Feynman?
Chloe Feynman.
Wow.
That's her name.
Ooh.
She plays Bloody Mary, and Bloody Mary is like a Harley Quinn.
Neat.
Like, she's known in the game, you knew she was close because she has a sadistic laugh. So that was her thing. So when she was getting close, you'd hear the laugh, and then you're like, fuck, okay, she's near. So it's like, and they do that. Like, there's things like that. They have a very fun scene where Anthony Mackie is going to do his guns. And it's a joystick, and he goes up, down, R1, R1, R2, and that's a famous cheat code in Twisted Metal to get unlimited ammo.
Right.
So they do very neat, but it is so dumb. Like, it's very over the top. It's super stupid. The characters are really, like, insane, but it's just like,
It's giving you what you want.
Yeah, it's nostalgia. Like, it's very, like...
I can't tell if it's good or bad.
I say it's worth a watch. Like, honestly, I'm not done it yet, but it's an 8 out of 10 for me. Like, I love it.
Mark, I love it.
To Paramount for this series alone?
This is what I will say.
You could do it in 30 days.
The whole season is down. The whole season's uploaded. You don't have to wait. Just, like, watch it, and I'm telling you, if you're not sold by, like, episode 3, episode 4... then it's just not for you, but it's so good. It's so good. And it's really unexpectedly violent and has a lot of money.
Yeah.
Is there a little
like
upset?
The opening scene is a hardcore action scene between, like, it's classic Twisted Metal, like guns on the car, crazy dude behind like a 50, like it's classic, like Twisted Metal. And I was like blown away. I thought it was going to be one of those shows that like maybe the season will end with a cool, like big action scene.
Question,
every
Charles.
Episode has a lot of action. What's up?
Question.
Yeah.
Did anyone do, like, my favorite move in Twisted Metal was you hit someone on the side and then you use your special move, because if you hit them, they couldn't move, so you're, they, like, you could automatically do a special and just an auto hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Did anyone do that?
So, so funny enough, so far, a lot of all that I've seen is it's like driving from here to here, so that's the interaction with other drivers. But they're building up. They introduced Calypso. And if you remember from the games, the Calypso tournament was the big 1 and 2. So they're building up to that. And I think, I hope the season ends where it's going to be an actual, like, Mario Kart style Twisted Metal race off. And it's something like that. Because they did do the suburbs. That was a famous location where you're in the suburbs and you can drive through houses.
Yeah.
They did do that sequence where Mackie is getting away by, like, the Outlaws, Thomas Hayden Church's like group. So it's policemen that are trying to reinstate the law, and they're driving through houses, and it's like, and then there's a tornado of energy which used to happen in Twisted Metal. So it's really like,
okay,
it's cool shit like that. Like, it's really funny.
I played it for a hot minute.
Yeah,
or way early on.
Yeah,
like, this is one of the first. This two, was this introduced in 2 or 1?
What the game. Like the game, I think, was I think the first game is 91,
so
I want to say.
Wow.
Oh, it's PlayStation. The first two are PlayStation 1.
Wow.
Was there a sandbox level? was that something? You could drive around in a sandbox?
But this was part of the violence of games. Like, in the early 90s.
Or was it a playground?
Destruction vehicle. What's it called again?
So they have, it's funny, Mr. Slam, I think is his name.
Yeah.
So, because he would have the crane and he would slam, he could grab up cars and slam.
Oh, like the metal, like the magnet attachment?
Yeah. In the show, it's this bar owner and his dick is Mr. Slam, and he does shows for all the crazy Mad Max people where they take a watermelon.
I'm watching this.
And
tomorrow.
He takes this giant, but it's so funny because in the game, that was a special move. So this guy, it's so stupid. Because that's what I mean, is some of the characters show up and it's like, obviously, like,
it's
interpretations
absurd.
Of it.
Yeah.
Some of them are right from the video game, but some of them are like, this character sucks. Because I would look up after, I'm like, Mr. Slam
Who
sounds like
that?
A cousin, and it was dumb. So I'm like, I get why they did that in the show, because it'd be a waste of a character to try and develop.
The dick is
but
funny,
the ones that are stand out, like, they just introduced the Preacher, and I totally forgot how crazy that. So the story, and it's they take
you got
it
a hearse?
Right.
There's a pink hearse.
There's a pink hearse, which was that character they have too. I'm
Stephanie
trying to remember.
Beatrice.
Yeah, and the person who ends up with the pink is another character that they just introduced, and I'm like, they're definitely like, they're planting so many seeds from the games that it's going, like, that's why Sweet Tooth's arc is like. They're doing it from game one, and now it's bleeding into what game two story arc was. He's getting a following now, and he's getting, like, momentum, because he's like, people like me? Cool.
So
I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, but it's not that they like him. He's a
scary.
Survivor, so they're going to stay with him because they know they'll die without someone as crazy as him. So, yeah, it's cool.
Would you
it's
give really cool. it 8 out of 10
mouth
cheat
kisses.
Codes or 8 out of 10, or 8 out of 10 Mr. Slams?
I would give it, you know what? I'd give it 8 out of 10 Mr. Slam cheat codes.
Nice. I get you the big dick in the game.
But I will say again, too, like, it's, again, when I say stupid, it is, it's like really over the top. It's nice to be high or have a few drinks or something.
Sure. It's really absurd. Dumb. It's fun. It's,
right. But yeah. If you just believe
you
into
sit
it.
Sit down at 3 p.m. and watch this. Sober as a dog.
No, but like, if you just buy into the world that they paint, it's really fun. It's really fun. And again, if you've played the games, you'll really appreciate the fan. Like, it's nice to see the creative team cared about the source material.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. And yeah, we talked about Smojo, Will Arnett. Amazing casting for Sweet Tooth. So good. Definitely a scene stealer every episode. And he's
it's
not
a
in a lot.
Submission machine.
But when he's in, oh my God. There's one episode that's focused specifically around him, and it's one of the best episodes for sure. Yeah.
You guys want to know what I watched?
What did you watch, Mike?
Wow, in unison. TV.
Porn.
This is a TV.
More TV.
Lots of porn.
Porn.
I skipped How to Be a Tyrant and started How to Be a Cult Leader.
Okay.
Cool. And narrated by Peter Dinklage, Netflix. Half hour animated graphic like shows that dig into one cult leader for the entire theme of the episode, but then pull what other cult leaders.
So it's just like, how did they get into power?
Exactly. It's like a playbook of like how to get people to fall for your shit.
Neat.
How to get people to wear purple shrouds and Nikes
to go
on a comet.
You pray
road.
On the young and impressionable.
You do, yeah. And it's all of those
people
things.
People who are searching for a purpose. Because
Manson didn't actually kill anyone. He just brainwashed people to do it.
When you compare.
Well, he might have killed him
well,
when he was young.
For sure.
Yeah.
But he also made a career out of like making people do it.
What conspiracy theory you believe, but he may...
Brad Pitt killed him.
Well,
yeah, I saw that.
He may have been a broken CIA agent with LSD and mind manipulation.
He wishes he was
He
an
made
MK
a Beach Boy kill himself,
he
Mike.
He wishes. He's not the Unabomber. He fucking wishes
but,
he was.
Yeah, no, he was
but
not
me and Shauna think he was just a very good salesman.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what they make it out to be.
That's like, what a cult leader is.
He's got them on fucking acid every 5 minutes.
Yeah. Like
there's
the family,
form a thought.
The family's only like 20, 30 people, guys. It wasn't like a fucking giant commune.
But see, and, like,
he's no Jim fucking Jones.
I was just going to say,
okay?
Jim Jones, like that's even, that's like, a whole other level.
He moved
he made people
thousands
move.
Of people.
Yeah.
And people would drink it and they'd watch each other choke and die and then be like, all right, my turn.
Yeah.
So like,
I guess that's how we go to the next one.
Yep.
The show.
What?
The show itself isn't deep at all. It isn't, but it's fun because Peter Dinklage is like reading it in like an ironic tone.
Yeah, of course.
And then like the animated parts of the show are the reenactments, but they're done with like they're knocking the character. They're punching
cool.
at
yeah.
them, right?
I
so like
that.
Jim Jones is like trying to, they're talking about Jim Jones being able to charm old women, right? And
yeah.
then the animated scene is Jim Jones putting on a tie and like trying to figure out how to be charming at church with
oh,
black
yeah,
ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
But like he would do a thing that's an actual psychological term where he would like learn your speak. He would learn your jive, so to speak.
Hi,
right?
Ma'am,
like,
is your sister this, home?
Yes, but that's what he would do.
Is your mother here?
Wherever oh he God. Would go and
well,
preach.
Mothers are important.
Wherever he would go and preach, he would adopt the dialect and the slang
yeah.
so that he was more charming and, yeah. and more disarming of you, right?
Yeah.
And that was his...
It was appropriating.
Basically, like yeah, he would take on black culture. He would take on Latino culture. And like that's how he would speak, and he would lower your guard.
It's disarming, yeah.
Right? And then
well,
also
and
be
it's
going
false
after...
false trust.
It is, right? Because
yeah,
they think he's into
them.
Their
right.
their culture, and he's like,
right.
I'm just into your money,
yeah,
essentially.
Yeah.
You know, the Heaven's Gate website is still functioning, and you can still ask them questions. And
guess,
they will answer.
Guess who showed Shauna
wow,
that?
That's yeah. a cool trick.
I threw that up on the keyboard and showed Shauna that while we were watching that episode.
Isn't that incredible?
Like the Hail Bop comment theory with
Who's
Applegate.
Moderating that? Who's still in charge
the
of
the survivors. Like there are two or three of them stayed alive
oh,
and
sweet
stay on Earth yeah. to answer these questions.
That's and crazy. They readjust their argument for why it wasn't that comment, and it'll be the next comment.
Oh, right.
You can
right,
go on there
right,
and you
right,
can be
right.
like, oh, so that's why you didn't catch a
right.
ride. They-
Heaven's Gate was the one where they like were all in like the basement of a mansion or something.
It was the
right?
internet cult.
Yeah, yeah, the internet crazy.
But it's I want to watch How to Be a Tyrant now because it's going to take on Mussolini and
Hitler
Trump
and
then
shit,
Hitler and
right?
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's going to make fun of them. So like they're short. They're half hour. They're easy to consume.
Digestible.
So how many Charles Manson carved in Nazi swastikas in his forehead, would you give it a 10?
You know what? I'll give this for what it is, 7 glasses of Kool-Aid out of 10.
Oh, that's how many polygamy partners would you
it
have?
Was,
yeah.
It was Flavor-Aid.
Sorry.
Okay.
Flavor-Aid.
Don't
grape drink.
Don't talk about Kool-Aid
that. It was grape
drink. They don't like that.
He misappropriated culture. It could be like 14 different liquids from all these different backgrounds.
That was my favorite
part. Grape drink.
My absolute favorite part of all of that was Kool-Aid being like, it was Flavor-Aid, actually.
Sorry, get it right.
Well, yeah, because that's a PR nightmare.
It really was.
It wasn't us, guys.
Oh, yeah. It's such a nightmare for them.
It wasn't Big Red.
Yeah,
Kool-Aid, if you're going to kill your partner, use Kool-Aid.
Flavor-Aid. Right?
Not Flavor-Aid.
Yeah.
You know, the money isn't going for those, the juice.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what the money is going towards. I think you can pony up like the extra, like, fucking, what, $2 for an actual juice?
Yeah. What flavor would you
as your last drink?
My last drink? I would want strawberry kiwi.
That's
as your
awful.
Last
you
one?
Deserve death.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
Kiwi. Or like lime Gatorade from my childhood.
You're going to get that Dr. Pepper strawberry cream now.
McDonald's orange drink.
McDonald's orange drink.
That's what I want.
That's a good one. Okay, that's better than strawberry kiwi. I'll take that.
I also may or may not have shamelessly watched Depp versus Heard on Netflix.
Oh, my God.
Why? Stop that.
Well, they present.
You already saw it.
No. Here's the thing. They're presenting it with the shit that they weren't allowed to talk about.
So it's from her dog's perspective. Yeah. It's from the shit on the bed's perspective.
They actually cross-examined.
The shit.
No. They cross-examined a sheet, actually. It was the sheet on the bed that they cross-examined. No, they do get into some things like the makeup. Here's an example. I was background shit. I wasn't really paying attention. I just wanted to see, like, would Netflix eviscerate them or just be as impartial as possible?
Did they show the day that Johnny Depp dressed up as Captain Jack Sparrow and just pretend to be him in court for a whole day?
No, that was Michael Jackson.
They edit that out, actually.
They edit that out.
But what they do have...
But why is all the rum gone?
Do you remember the Megapint gif? The Megapint moment where, like, the lawyer was like, you said you poured yourself a Megapint of wine?
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, Megapint? And the lawyer's like, yeah, Megapint. And he's like, what's a Megapint? Yeah. And, like, he goes into this whole tirade against the lawyer and shuts him down. So in the other lawsuit in the UK, he actually said the words Megapint in one of his depositions.
Oh.
It's his word.
Oh, wow. So
but
Depp
that
did.
Case wasn't allowed in this case.
Oh.
So he tried to bait him into saying
something.
Admitting essentially that he had said something,
right?
And it totally didn't work because Johnny's like, we're not allowed to talk about that here, so I can pretend like this doesn't exist.
That
thing. And then they would show another thing about Amber Heard, and
Dirty
they would
actor.
Show another thing about Johnny Depp, and you'd just be like, man, these
I
are
hate
just,
everybody,
right? Like,
I hate all of this
defamation, but she put defecation, right?
You know,
whose poop was it? Do they ever say whose poop it was?
It's mine.
Their punishment should be that
it's mine. I pooped there.
I think they should both be punished for putting everyone through all of this, and they should
have to waste of everyone's time.
It was, I wouldn't say a waste.
Plus the
OJ pretty entertaining.
No, there was waste.
Yes.
If it's not going to be as entertaining as OJ's, I say don't.
Agreed.
Don't screen
it. It's such a waste of taxpayer money.
Yeah. It was.
I think court TV should be more prominent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it was Judge Judy. Like, could you imagine her doing it? That would have been awesome.
There'd be no poop in that court.
That would have been good, because that would have been taxpayer money. That's privatized money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, she would have made them both pay, because they're both idiots.
Judge Doe Brown.
Yeah.
Could have handled that.
Yeah. And then lastly,
People's
I've only
court.
Started one episode of this so far, but it looks so good. I started watching Ferris Sell Drugs, also known as Matthew Broderick.
Oh, what is that called again? Oh. Painkiller.
So I watched Dope Sick when it was on Disney, which was the fentanyl. I hate the Sackler family. I hate the Purdue Corporation. They're the opioid makers. Fentanyl fuckers. Yeah, we'll never be sponsored by Big Pharma. Fuck them. And so it's Dope Sick did their version of it where you see the Sackler family and then the results of what the opioid and the fentanyl crisis caused.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
There's guys who were taking 125 milligrams twice a day in dosages.
That's a lot.
Right.
Wow.
They sold the fact that you couldn't overdose or get addicted because it would just you just need to build
you
up.
You metabolize
it. You metabolize it. It's very dark. So this is Peter Berg. Actor Peter Berg turned director Peter Berg doing a 6 or 8 part miniseries on this story, but from his perspective, and it's a fucking takedown. They are Netflix. did this thing. Like I said, I've only started one episode because I wanted to see Broderick, and he's very late in the episode, but he looks fucking menacing. He looks like an asshole.
He's the bad guy?
He's the bad guy.
Wow.
He's the head of the Sackler.
I mean, if you look at it from we only see Ferris Bueller from his mindset, so he's the hero, but if you look at it from anybody else's,
guys,
he's the villain.
I think he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
What if he changed his name and started the Purdue Corporation? What if this is Ferris?
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I think he was the bad guy in the Cable Guy. Jim Carrey just wanted to be his friend.
Hey, man.
I just wanted
There's an argument. There's an argument both ways. Anyways, what's cool. And
so
I
it's
say,
worth the watch, you're saying.
I'm saying get into it, tear into it. The story itself is crazy because the selling videos that the Purdue Corporation would make to convince salespeople on how to sell this product, it was just a corporation of drug dealers selling drugs to other drug dealers to get people hooked.
What's your favorite painkiller, Mike?
You know what? I haven't taken many because like
oxys.
No, I never got oxys. I've had Demerol. I've had Vicodin. I've had Valium. Valium is my favorite, actually.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a pain reliever, but a stress reliever. Makes you forget you have pain. Makes you forget what pain is.
Oxys are too good. I took half, and I'm like, don't ever give this to me ever
way
again.
Too good.
But I will be addicted.
I got to give a shout out to Peter Berg fought for this. So at the beginning of each episode, they obviously have to have a disclaimer.
Spay and neuter your pets.
Wrong show. That's TV, bro. Wrong show.
But they,
so they have this clip of them saying that these moments and stories are inspired by real effects, but not all of them are true.
Yeah.
Right. Like a disclaimer.
Inspired by dirtbags.
Yeah. But then Berg was like, I don't want to let Purdue off the hook. So what he did was, after the disclaimer, instead of the disclaimer just being shown, the disclaimer is read by a family member or a loved one who's lost somebody.
Because of him.
Because of
like their
the Sackler family.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what the first mom reads, she reads the disclaimer, and then she says, but what's not based on fiction is how my son died. And then she takes a moment to pause.
Wow.
And she starts to explain how she lost her son to Oxycontin.
Whoa.
And cries. And each episode begins with the disclaimer being read by somebody.
Like a victim statement, basically.
It's a victim statement in court, is what it is. And Netflix was like, yeah, you can do that.
That's awesome.
Woo!
Yeah, that's so intense. Because
it's not false,
It's not false at all.
They can't sue them for saying
that. That's Peter Berg doing that shit.
It's also, it shows too that like the family is also involved.
Yep.
You know, like he's not just using them for their story.
When they said, okay, let's just take a sample of these stories to get them. 80 families in LA within 10 hours responded saying, we'll do it.
Because they know more, it's sad, but more than the news and actual journalists reporting, people will connect by watching
see this,
a show or a movie.
Anyways, I've only started it, but
Oxy's is pretty much like rich man's crack, right?
Or poor man's fentanyl. That's a
rich man's crack right there.
Yeah.
If you can get your hands on it on the street, it's like 60.
It was the new. It was basically what it was. It the new what is it in Wolf of Wall Street? It was the new Ludes, basically.
Yeah.
Is what it was.
Oh,
yeah.
Ludes,
but just way more dangerous, I guess, in a way.
It actually also took over Thorazine. Thorazine came before it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I could tell you stories about the Sackler family.
Well, my mom used to work at a pharmacy, and I remember when Oxy first was out, it was over the counter. Mom. And that was when that's how it started to become noticeably dangerous, was that it was over the counter. Well, my mom says she remembers people buying it and right there being like, gulp, gulp, gulp. Yeah, and it's like, man, even if someone did that with Tylenol, you'd be like, that's not good. You know what I mean? Like, that's not
anything.
Right. Yeah, it's not a video game. You're not
if
Max
I saw someone
Payne.
Doing that with Flintstone vitamins.
Oh, my health is at 30%? Oh, okay, Bob. Gulp, gulp. There we
Payne.
Go. I'm, back to 100,
that's
I guess.
Over the counter oxy. Yeah. That's
it's crazy.
My mom is an addict and has worked in methadone clinics my entire young life.
Oh, shit.
So I grew up around heroin addicts, going to see my mom at work. Like,
whoa.
There's a door you walk in, you get your methadone.
Yeah, right.
And you go back out.
Yeah.
And I used to clean there, like, part-time for cash and shit. And, like, every walk of life comes through there. Like, when Motley Crue came through, they had to deal with Nikki Sixx for methadone.
Whoa.
So he just goes in. He's like, yep, this is my dose. And they're like, okay, they make it. They mix it. They send you anyway. So you can get like a rock star heroin addict coming through a methadone clinic. Or you can get the lowest of low. And when Oxy came in, it was like when you couldn't get heroin, you'd get methadone and then you'd get clean. But when Oxy came in, it's an opiate. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So the issues of methadone battling opioid addiction.
Yeah.
Methadone's now just like a lifesaver. It was something you could get on to then get off.
Yeah.
So that you could withdraw. But now they're just paddling, treading water.
All right. Well, let's make a Jedi.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was trying to get to.
You know who doesn't need painkillers are Jedi.
At my signal, unleash hell. Push it. Don't push it. I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein, give me a fat beat to beat my body chest.
I don't know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy? Or are you going to bite?
What was that?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. Could you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Yeah.
Somebody. They use the force.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. Let's fucking do this. So as mentioned at the top of the show, as we cut through all the depression, we are making our own Jedi this week. And,
yeah, we are.
He's addicted to Oxy.
Yeah. He's addicted to Oxy. Yeah. He kisses his kid.
That's his paw.
So why'd you join the Sith? Oh, opioids. Oh.
It's because I kissed myself.
It would be spice.
It started with kissing my kid on the mouth.
The addictive drug is spice.
I mean, I feel like the Sith would
spice. Yeah,
it's spice. So, the spice mines of Kestel.
So we have
my buddy Poe got me on spice, and it just skyrocketed.
God damn it!
Sorry.
We have a list here of things we're going to go through, and while we build our Jedi, and by the end of it, we should have something. We each have a little bit to play with here, and Martin basically came up with a list of how we should go through this, and I think it's a perfect way to start. So. Martin, first topic up is what is the race? What's the background? What's the species
Gungan.
Of our character?
I think you should Gungan. All not say your picks because this should win. And okay. I know it's a very popular race, but no one's ever done a Jedi in any of the movie or TV shows. I want a Huttese Jedi.
What's
like
a
Jabba the Hutt? Imagine Jabba the Hutt and Kylo the Hutt.
Kylo the Hutt.
But
that's
like,
about
not,
the closest
not, like,
we
this
got.
This Huttese is not going to be like out of shape. Jedis are like, you know, they train, even Sith, they train their body and mind. So, I mean, imagine like he's going to have like a Kylo Ren shredded fucking 8-pack.
I heard he's shredded.
Like imagine Jabba the Hutt like that.
So can do Hutts have the ability, like would he still slug around or would he?
He still slugs.
Well,
I imagine he'd slug
the Force.
Like anywhere, like remember Slurms McKenzie can slug?
Yeah.
I figure like a Slurms McKenzie kind of thing.
I think
it's like, you know,
like an earthworm gym.
I know what you're talking about.
Like an earthworm gym. Yeah.
From what I understand, Darth Vader in his suit, the suit is very constricting, right? Like it doesn't allow for a lot of movement.
Yeah.
So the movement that he does use, he uses the Force to move himself. So I would imagine that a Jedi, what was it called? A Huttese?
Yeah.
Huttese.
So they would probably move themselves with the Force more often
That's
than
a
not,
very,
right?
I guess so,
I
yeah.
I couldn't agree with I mean, Force levitation,
like, wouldn't that
Force
be easier
power.
For
yeah.
it? Yeah.
But I hope they'd still have the, like, you know, Jabba menacing touch. Like
Almost definitely.
They're still going to have the laugh. It's still going to be the same thing, but he's going to be shredded.
Can you imagine that laugh after he, like takes out
a Huttese?
Darth Jabba?
And are we adapting the lightsaber to work on the tail?
The lightsaber swamp
no,
water
hands.
Green.
He's got hands.
I know, but
Huttese have hands.
But they're like little, like
no,
T-Rex
but he's
hands.
Shredded. He's shredded.
Oh,
so he's
okay.
Got, like,
dude.
Oh,
he doesn't
okay.
have, the, he doesn't have the baby weight, the baby fat. Yeah.
So it's like a jacked tadpole. It's like a jacked tadpole, basically. Yeah.
Like those frogs. What are the frogs that are the opposite of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh,
Battletoads.
Battletoads. Like Battletoads. Yeah.
Battle Hut.
We're looking at a jacked up fucking slug.
That's cool.
Star Wars Battle Hut 2.
Okay. It's such a prominent race. It's such a well-known race that no one has ever created a Jedi with this race.
I'm more for it.
That's true.
I'm more for it than I am against it right now, but for posterity, he's got a point. Like, what do we need to listen to everything else
I
for?
Love that.
But Jimmy,
I pitch that we do something that's been talked about and theorized for decades. I pitch that we do Darth Jar Jar.
Whoa.
Fine. Wow. He says. He's something that's forward. Only ever been talked about, but something that we can make here
okay,
today.
Okay, Misa evil.
Misa no. Misa
dude,
no
they
one.
They should have ordered 66 all the Gungans. I'm sorry. I don't like. I'm just like, that was just part of the whole movie.
So
I don't know what Lucas was smoking.
That's a genocide we support.
Yeah, I'm okay with
I
that.
I love
yeah.
the idea that he has possibly and secretly been evil the whole time. Like, you guys have seen the videos.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
where
yeah.
Where
oh,
Jar Jar
yeah.
is weirdly mouthing the words that Qui-Gon is saying.
Yeah.
Have you seen this video?
I've seen this video.
So yeah. maybe Jar Jar's been influencing them the whole time. Maybe Jar Jar, even when he's fighting the droids and it looks like he's making a mistake, maybe he's using drunken monkey style fighting. Have you ever considered that?
Oh, I see.
You know what that is? Can I just say what that is? That's
Clutch.
Star Wars fans not knowing how to deal with trauma.
Yeah.
That's what that is. And I'm like, ooh,
I'm that's great.
Fair
whatever.
Enough.
Fine.
Okay, no, Darth Jar Jar. Okay, so we have a Gungan. Who's part of the dark side essentially, mm-hmm. and you want Jar Jar to be
Gungan.
I do.
You want Jar Jar to be the Jedi that
I
we all didn't know.
I love him to
know.
Have a red
okay.
lightsaber and a hood.
Okay, fair enough. Charles.
So mine. So it's like it's a cyborg,
okay.
but it's like so think Grievous.
Okay.
But this body has been preserving like a brain and a heart of a Jedi from the old Republic era. So
ooh.
The knowledge and like the experience is
ooh.
Just like insane. Yeah.
Like you take that brain
yeah,
and
that
in
heart
that Grievous.
Yeah, and like what's keeping I guess the soul and it functioning and going is like the cyborg element, like the electrical, the robot.
Sure, yeah.
Part.
Okay.
Like a force mind is a force mind is
yeah.
a force mind. It's
yeah,
just
yeah,
occupying
yeah.
a
think
different...
like you know like Alita? Kind of like
I'm
that.
Thinking
yeah,
Krang.
Yeah.
Battle Angel?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Krang.
Good call.
Yeah.
Getting brain like Krang.
Yeah.
Just a big old brain.
That's a good Jedi, though, if we just had a big old
but
brain.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
species is Krang?
So cyborg. Okay, I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I say, like, now I'd say he's a cyborg.
I guess
like,
Krang is
cyborg.
A cyborg.
He's just Krang.
I want to do a whole new, I want Ahsoka to have somebody to train with. I want Ahsoka to have possibly in this world or whatever Jedi world we enter next, but I want a girl. I want another Rey, but I want a twin with a broken relationship, which I'll get into. But I want a human. I want
identical
them to be,
or conjoined.
I want same
conjoined.
Sex twins. I want sisters. I want sisters. I don't want the Luke and Leia thing that they don't know about each other. They're
but
sisters.
They're, oh, they're gonna kiss though.
Yeah, they're all. They're
let me finish kissing
I'm
sisters
back in the show. Okay. All the Jedi.
Guys, not scissor sisters. I didn't say scissor sisters.
Hold on, let me finish,
sisters.
Lucas. The sisters kiss. Sisters kiss, Lucas.
No, we're not having kissing twins anymore. We're ending that. These are,
fair
she
enough.
Is, she is a twin sister.
The Tatooine
is,
edge is off.
Yeah, she's a twin Nobody's
sister. Nobody's going to watch this.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm trying, guys.
If the
this
kids
is,
aren't kissing.
This is where I went first because I'm like, we've got Rey coming back now. We've got Ahsoka. We've got who's ever been in. Like, there's a lot of female leads.
I just
leads,
don't
so
know
like,
if twin is a race.
Well, human. Human is my.
My
They're
race.
A human
is
twin.
Twin. Twin race.
Sorry. Human twin is what I have. I am a human.
You know, I went up to Claudia and I actually said, Canadian's not a race, right? And she just burst out laughing and I went, ha, just kidding.
Just kidding.
I meant that.
I wasn't
good,
confirming
was
anything.
Good joke,
this
right?
beer's for you.
Good
okay.
joke.
Okay. Let's get this going here. So we have a hut, we have a Gungan, we have a cyborg, and we have a human twin. We have a twin. That's the race.
Yeah,
we have a twin.
We've got a twin race.
Twin race.
Twin race.
46 chromosomes each. Martin, what do you?
The force is the other.
Like,
a lot
okay,
of chromosomes.
We'll go in reverse order to vote here. Outside of everything that I've heard, I can't obviously vote for mine, so I will pick. I mean, I really do like.
You won't pick twin, Mike.
I can't pick twin. You have to pick twin. Let's pick my twin race. They're Chinese and Australian. No. So.
I don't know. They're so close together.
Yeah.
All the allegiance they have.
As much as I love taking an old ancient brain and putting it into a robot, I do want to see a giant tadpole, so I'm going to vote for Hutt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
The two twins are two different races.
I I mean, I don't know if I could ever go for twin as race.
That's
it's a human. I just forgot to say human. I'm going with human.
No, I think the idea of a shredded hut is pretty fucking
funny.
Talk
about Clone Wars.
Especially if he's like, ah.
Jimmy, you can yeah, make
I'm
this
going twins.
You're going
Yeah, you're going twins, eh?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Danny DeVito and Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, that's what you're fishing right away.
I know, Martin, that you could split the difference here. Or I'm
not splitting. We're going hot. I'm going to pick Charles as my pick.
Perfect.
Cyborg.
Fair enough.
That was the one that I could swallow.
Hut.
Twins, Basil.
Twins.
Twins are a race. They're a whole race into the
Fine, we'll go. Club. We'll meet in the middle and go triplets.
Canadian twins is his race.
Okay, so we have a
I gave
hut.
Him that one.
Do we want to make, do we want to, do we care about gender? Do we need a female hut? Do we need a male hut? Can we have a day hut?
Well, it's like, a frog.
It's a frog.
It's a vagina on the outside and a dick in the inside, whatever that is.
You know, in Jurassic Park, sometimes they switch sexes. Yes.
Oh, that's what it is. It can do that.
It's both.
Yes, it's both. It's science finds a way, or what is it? Life finds a way.
Life finds a way.
Yeah, there you go. Life finds a way. That's what it is.
Both fucking Steven Spielberg movies, too.
Oh
boy. Both sexes. Okay, all right.
Both sex. Both sexes. Sex, yes, please.
Yes, all right.
I'm pretty sure the same thing happened in Fablemans.
This is how he made his first.
This is how he was inspired.
11-year-old Spielberg in the backyard. Both sexes.
Yep. The world's ready for that right now.
Yeah. I'm ahead of my time.
Okay, we have now we have a big question here, guys. We have a big question.
Oh no.
This is what side are they?
Oh, I almost thought you said what size. And
no,
I was like,
no.
Why?
We can argue fucking dick
I think he's
size
at 32-32.
It's a 44 tall.
Just like every person on the planet. 32-32.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, I mean, a Hutties has always been normally they're gangsters. They've been portrayed as bad guys, but, I mean, I don't know. Martin, you go first. What do you think? Light side, dark side?
I don't know. It'd be easy to go dark side just because he's, you know, like you said, he's a gangster. But I want to see, like, a good Hutties. Let's see what a light side Hutties can
do. Yeah, I think light side.
He's considered, but he can still have some of the characteristics of the Hutties, right?
Sure.
Like the,
how about a reformed Hutties, right? Like a...
Like Finn.
Like someone came back from the dark, came to the light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe...
Ooh-ah.
Maybe the child. Okay. I like that.
I like that. Let's do that. Like, he's... What do you call that? He's making a comeback.
Yeah.
Jabba was Marine.
You know what he is? You know what he is, Martin? He's Blind. Jamie. He's Jamie in Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There you go. If you need a comparison.
Or Jaime in the Spanish version of the name.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we have a Hutties. He's jacked as shit.
Battletoad.
Shredded.
Battletoad. Jacked. Okay. Both sexes, so it can shape. Shift down there, I guess.
Yep.
And
whatever it feels.
They're a light side. They're a force wielding.
Previously dark, now turned light.
Yeah, previously dark, now turned light. Maybe not full of midichlorians by anybody's standards, but at the same time, training to want to be
They're packed full of midichlorians.
Yeah. Maybe this hut fooled around with a human that was a Jedi lineage. And we have interspecies.
I think that's the way.
We started this whole show off with bestiality. This is wrong with you guys?
I like the idea. I had mine because I think Ahsoka's thing is she's neutral. That's why her sabers are white. She's neutral.
Sweet. Interesting.
So the idea.
It's called a gray Jedi.
I had was.
They believe in the Force. They're not light or dark.
One that is wielded in both ways. They know ways of the light and the dark, but their like saber is basically dependent on what they
use. Cream.
Okay. It's like an orange.
Do we
want to
make her? Do we
want
to make her a gray Jedi?
It's creamsicle.
Or make this a gray Jedi.
I like the idea of them knowing the dark side.
I'm throwing a wrench in these plans here because I was going to go light side
Jedi, no light or dark. You could be middle.
Yeah, gray Jedi, right? Like neutral.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if you think about what we're coming from here, we're coming from a Hutties. Go ahead. Yeah.
Because just to say this, Mike, technically, like if they're coming from the dark and they're coming towards the light, they could technically still be in that gray. Area right now,
still proving themselves for the light.
The story, like they eventually want to be good, so they're starting in the gray area because that's where the story's picking up.
Yeah,
like,
and you would kind of think it's like a natural process of the forces, like you have to prove yourself.
I think
so
you
it's
just
like
12,
a transition.
You just 12 angry men to all of us, right here. You just totally Jack Lemmoned everybody.
Innocent.
What about hear me out,
both sex.
Not guilty.
Both sexes.
Well, no, but I like this. We have a penis. We have whatever hot teas have on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
We are both sides of the aisle politically, right? We don't prescribe to either side of the force, but we have a character who's come from a dark lifestyle, like Martin
Libertarian
said.
Libertarian
yeah,
toad.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
Libertarian toad.
Alt-right.
Alt-right.
Gray Jedi.
We're all alt-right.
Wait, oh. What?
I dig that.
He's a proud boy.
Oh, leave him be. He's just a proud boy.
Okay, so what are some of the personality traits that we all had down here? Martin, you go first because I got a
proud boy.
Incel.
Incel. Just the worst.
I would think like one of the traits would probably be like he's like not trusting because the Huttis are gangsters, so they're I think he has that some of his background, especially with the dark side. So very like he's very standoffish, very not easy to trust.
I wrote
other people
scoundrel, a little bit of a scoundrel.
Yes, a little bit of a scoundrel. Yep.
I just wrote down perfect human teeth.
So if we were going my way, we were going with my twin race. I would have. I had a soft spot for siblings, childlike.
It'd be weird if they didn't.
Well, childlike and curious.
Sounds like the worst criminal record. Soft spot for siblings.
But like, hang on here. So childlike and curious, but also fuck around and find out. Right? Like, don't get. And then
mischief you just described.
There's one trait that every time he says hello, he has to kiss someone on the mouth.
Yeah, that's
everyone
custom.
In the room.
Okay, so we have untrusting, hello. Scoundrel,
perfect teeth,
sexual assaulter,
sexual assaulter,
sexual assaulter.
It's custom.
Yeah, you could write European
gets,
in okay. brackets.
He gets no sexual
European
pleasure
tradition.
From it whatsoever.
Customary. Yeah.
European tradition. Because
you're kissing,
brackets.
You're kissing a toad, essentially. Right? Yeah,
great flosser.
Customary. Kissing.
Let's get it out of the way.
I can do it.
Kiss me.
I had.
That song plays too. Kiss me.
Can we also make? Can we also include my fuck around and find out here? Because
I think that would apply.
Yeah.
Who's okay. your fuck around? Yeah.
Well, no, just because like with this gray Jedi aspect.
Yeah.
I really do think that
we can dabble in.
We can dabble in a hair in a hair trigger finger. Right?
Yeah.
Can right? I say this too?
Yeah.
Just to put it on Michael's twin stuff, they only date twins of the opposite sex.
Oh, nice.
They're not Jedi, so they can't have attachments, right? So.
Right.
How do I write that?
But this is new wave Jedi.
Swings both ways.
Okay.
New wave Jedi goes for it all.
Okay. All right. I'll put in here swinger. I'm fine with that.
Swinger.
New Wave Jedi. I dated my sister for a week. Now we know it's not cool.
This is what happens, though. They all show up. They all show up at the cantina. They drop their lightsabers in a bowl, and then you pick somebody else's lightsaber out.
You've never heard of swinging Jedi, Basil?
Right? No.
Swinging Jedi?
I'm going home with the Battletoad tonight.
Gave me for the buff, and I'm going home with the Battletoad.
You know, okay. We should have built him like a D&D
no
character where we roll for stats, like charisma.
That's funny.
12 points.
Power points. That's
can
good.
He talk to? Can he talk to anybody? Does he talk?
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
I think
he's
confident.
He's a big laugher.
Okay, that's good. He's a big laugh.
Big laugher.
That's me. Ooh. I'm the laugh you want at this fucking show.
That's
ooh. But it's like a charming big laugh.
Yeah. Like he could cut someone in half with this lightsaber and go, ooh.
Like butter.
Or like, hey. Right, like you could get really.
So he comes in his pants, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every time he goes, it's coming.
No.
It's Jedi come.
No, it's because he's too shredded.
Yeah, you want my midichlorians all over your face?
Anakin was lied to from the beginning.
No kidding, you went the wrong way.
Come in this ship, boy. We
okay,
bought
so
you.
So untrusting, obviously, but somewhat of a scoundrel. Customary kissing greeting. somewhat of a swinger. Fuck around and find out.
So do you guys put your lightsabers in the bowl or no?
Okay, I noticed mine's
me?
The only one in there.
Just me? Cool.
Okay.
Can't swing by myself, guys.
No pressure, but let's do it.
I think that's an interesting Jedi.
Is a
oh, yeah.
It is.
Oh, yeah. He's seen some shit.
Right? Can you imagine kissing Ahsoka? That's
I don't know if
well.
She would allow it, to be honest.
Well, I imagine with his big frog mouth, it probably just kisses the whole face.
Yeah, the whole, every, yeah.
I mean,
each
that's
tentacle
to
is.
Leia.
Is he a good swimmer?
He's a good swinger. That's what we established.
Yeah, but probably a good swimmer.
Yeah. Swings, okay. All right. Swings yeah. in water,
water. Water friendly.
Water friendly.
Well, I like that.
You yeah. don't see a lot of Jedis that are water friendly.
Yeah. No, you don't. Gungans. That's it.
That's all right.
He's got to be pretty disciplined, too, Mike. He's got to be pretty disciplined because he has like a 10-pack, right? He's got shredded abs.
Yes.
He's got to be disciplined.
And he was trouble once upon a time. So
yeah, but
was
I'm sure
that.
There's...
Teen.
I'm sure
trouble
there's...
Teen.
I'm sure there's anabolic steroids in the Republic. Like, you know...
Yeah, probably.
Spice.
Yeah, spice. That's what gets you... That's what gets you...
Anything bad in the galaxy is just referred to as spice.
He loves HGH.
Oh, you think he's on roids?
Joe Rogan.
I don't know. Roids?
Guys, we're practically making a twin. Can we make
that's
this
his name.
Can we make this a twin? We've got both sexes.
Maybe,
oh my God.
Yeah, maybe they have a twin that they just haven't met yet.
What's some backstory that we think we should start with here?
Well, I think his backstory is basically like he probably grew up in the Empire, grew up around the Hutts, so he's probably like the Empire's main, what do you call it, the main...
like henchman?
Contact for the Hutts.
Okay.
So he probably
okay.
studied under like, you know, the Inquisitors and things like that is my backstory. Because if he's a dark Jedi... The fall of the Empire happened, so now he's lost, and now he's trying to find his way back to the light.
Yeah, okay. I like it. During that Andor shift, right? Like, that's what you're talking about? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
What if he's, like, Jabba's idiot nephew, and he just gets all, like, the bounties and tasks that Jabba just cannot give to, like...
Like the bumbling nephew?
Yeah, he doesn't want to give it to Boba Fett, because it's beneath Boba Fett, so he's like, oh, here, I'll give it to you.
And what Jabba's actually telling people is he's like, sorry, it's my nephew.
That's my... Yeah.
Don't ever work with family.
Oh, you made a deal with...
He's just moved back home. He had
every sentence is like, is that Seth Rogen or a Jedi?
He had, you know, he said he had some bad roommates.
Didn't pay rent on time. Never had enough credits.
Jabba's dead in return, so that would put him working for Boba Fett now.
That's what I was
maybe. Yeah, maybe
Boba would
fire
him.
He's part of the lineage of Jabba the Hutt's.
Which part of the Hutts, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's one big kind of...
Close to what Jimmy said, I was going to say, like, this... Turns out Jabba had a kid the whole time, but the way they shot it, he was always behind him, so we never saw it. Like, he was always blocking kid.
Yeah, he's playing
so
Game
he
Boy.
Witnessed Leia murder his dad, and he still escaped the ship before it exploded.
He was on his iPad.
But now he's using, because he knows the light and the dark... He's like, I guess I'm going dark now because I want to kill those Skywalkers.
No kidding. I want to kill those twins.
Yeah.
See?
Actually, Charles, Jabba does have a kid.
Those twins.
It's in like
he
the
does.
Clone Wars show.
He
yeah,
does.
Movie.
Yeah,
he has
see?
A kid in the Clone Wars movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's behind him, and he's so much bigger, you just don't see him.
It's idiot.
Full
he's tiny. He's like a baby.
Idiot nephew. Idiot nephew works.
Idiot
right?
nephew.
Like, but like 30 years after the fact, so like.
Down on his luck.
Involved in the Hutties.
He's a late bloomer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like,
he
kind of came up in the Hutties Empire.
He
and
grew
up hot. Has been given shit jobs, is fed up.
Yeah.
And then is lured into the Force.
Right.
But can I say that this is why he should be lured into the Force?
I'm tired of being a fuck up.
When
teach me, Obi-Wan.
When Jabba's sister gave birth to our Hutties, which we have to name by the end of this, he...
Or like a Hutties.
He was a twin.
Oh.
And the...
Are you finding things with twins? Are you just like, you rewrote the Wikipedia while we were talking? He's like, well, on their official Wikipedia, it actually says they're
twins.
Twins
are actually very prominent.
No, but there was a twin that went off to train.
Okay.
Like, there was a twin version of our Jedi here.
Okay.
And he went off to train under Yoda in the temple.
Okay.
And when Anakin showed up to kill all the younglings, this twin was killed.
Wow.
Oh.
The wrong kid died.
Which is why our Hutt chases that side of the Force.
Gotcha. I love that.
Because
so he's a survivor of Order 66.
Essentially. His
right.
twin,
wasn't
twin
good,
is a survivor.
Right.
But the wrong kid died.
The wrong
so,
kid died.
Right, right. Yeah. So he's lived with that.
He's I like that.
You like that?
That's
like
cool.
That too.
That's like
cool.
That's okay. So we have,
and that's why he's an idiot.
But we have a little bit of everything. So we have idiot nephew.
That's why he's an idiot.
He's
right?
always been the underdog.
Wrong kid, dad, and you survived, dumbass.
Right?
It's just his fault.
But I don't think I'm going to recover.
Name too. It's a Hutties word, but I'll do it at the end.
Yeah. Because I want Norman as my name.
Norman,
King Ralph.
Yeah.
Norman the Hutt.
So, idiot nephew, lineage from the Hutts from Martin's pick. All right.
Who was it in Spaceballs? Oh, Pizza the Hutt.
Pizza the
Hutt. And then
he ate himself in his own car.
That's
for
right.
his limousine lock.
Because it got stuck.
It's all canon. We got
no matter what.
We got three more to get through here, and then we can call this a day. So flaws? How's her character flawed?
Kissing his son.
Okay. Still kind of enjoys murder.
Okay.
Yeah.
And misses
He's
it.
Dark side. Like so still it. Kills. Still
yeah.
kills.
When that dark side creeps up.
Yeah.
He's got All a temper. Right. He's got a temper. Let's say okay. he has a temper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Laughs at the wrong times.
And that's how he laughs. Yeah. And he's got the worst laugh.
He hates all Gungans.
Oh, yeah.
That is a flaw. You're right, Martin. Gungans are great.
He hates all Gungans.
Why would anyone hate Gungans?
Misa don't know why.
But he believes Jar Jar is a Sith Lord.
He's the only one who knows.
He's the only one.
It's the alt-right in him.
I don't trust that damn Jar Jar.
Yeah.
Okay, so temper and hates Gungans.
What did I have as a fucking flaw here? See if you guys appreciate
Still has
this.
Braces.
Still has braces.
Has food, bad breath.
His dentist died and he just cannot find a new one.
He said he has one leg shorter than the other.
Mine kind of plays into Martin's with the temper because I had like, because he's so vengeance driven because his sibling died in Order 66 that he can't see anything but blind rage, right? So temper kind of plays into
And he hates sand.
Sand is a, yeah.
Just, his job is not beach.
This Jedi can't beach.
A flaw. Since he's Hutt, he can't fit in a single airline passenger seat.
Yeah,
he has to buy two.
Yeah,
he has to, okay.
He needs custom seats that are just open ways.
So he needs to buy two seats on a transport ship. Is that what you're
yeah.
getting at?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wait. Because of his size. Because of his dominant.
And he gets
size.
Charged for two all the time, and it's an argument he has every day of his life.
Yeah. He's the Kevin Smith of Star Wars.
Ideals.
Well, he seems pretty net neutral. Other
getting
than
paid and getting laid.
Maybe seems like he's vengeance driven, like John Wick.
Well, but, I guess against the Empire, right?
Yeah.
Because overcoming it, I would say. Like, more like, not necessarily destroying to get rid of the evil, just destroying it because it's like, I'm better than that.
How hilarious would it be at the end when you think Obi-Wan is going to kill Anakin, actually this fucking Battletoad comes flying in and gets his revenge.
In Mustafar.
I have the high ground.
And nobody knows who he
nobody
is.
Nobody knows
what
high ground like
about.
This toad and just goes.
You killed my brother.
Yeah. I'm into that.
I'm okay with that.
Obi-Wan's like,
I'm okay with that too.
Yeah.
A little bit of an elitist because he comes from the Hutts. So
yeah.
The Hutts are used to having
okay.
like, the most expensive
Maybe
shit.
Maybe a
so
new.
So he's a one percenter.
A lot of let them eat cake energy.
Yeah.
A big supporter of the new order of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Let's just call him alt-right.
He's alt-right.
Do we want to make him an incel?
No, he just says he says he's he fiscally conservative.
Okay, yeah. That's a dog whistle, though.
Yeah, it is.
Remember, he's both sexes. He's getting sex all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Democrats, Republicans.
The furthest thing from an incel.
I like that he fucks.
Empire, fucking rebels.
Yeah, let's get this straight. Like, this guy fucks. He's a good-looking, for a hut, he's probably the best
Shredded.
Looking hut out there.
Okay,
Shredded.
So his ideals are he believes in elitism. Got it.
And
ideals.
He believes in a good
believes in safe sex and contraception.
Yes,
and consensuality.
A good diet.
That's
he
nice.
Believes in a good diet.
Good diet. Okay, body is a temple.
Yeah. Yeah. Very Kylo Ren stuff.
And he goes to temple.
Is he shredded like Kylo Ren?
He's shredded. He has a 10-pack. He's like fucking built.
Yeah,
I bet he doesn't weigh $150 wet.
He's box chested.
Dude, when he's wet, it doesn't even stick. He's a fucking hut.
125 soaking
it's
wet
like,
out of the shower, son.
It's like water off a hut's back.
But he's somehow always wet.
Somehow he's always wet too.
Yeah.
That's not wet. He's moist.
So
as he develops force powers, those are the midichlorians he's just shedding, right? It's part of his.
He also has a general just interest and hatred for Solo.
Okay, so
just out of
I like
well-being.
That.
I only have so much room, which is great because we're so like deep into character here.
Deep
so
into it.
We've got two things left to do.
Okay.
Do we give him a lightsaber and then a name? Or in this case, do we give them a lightsaber and a name? Or do we give a name then a lightsaber?
Name comes last.
Name comes last.
I think
okay.
the lightsaber should be Swamp Water Green.
Ooh, very,
yeah.
very
I like
very
that.
Luke in return.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
It's like gross and foggy.
Like a Dagobah, like a Dagobah green.
And the handle can be like wood, made.
Yeah. Like take a look up top, guys.
Like bark.
For reference.
Like a
wood, I like that.
Like a bark.
Like a driftwood?
Yeah, like a nice rich mahogany.
Like a reclaimed
mahogany. I think like an ironwood kind of.
Like a rich mahogany.
Okay, let me get this straight. Let me get this straight. This is a Dagobah green. It's a Dagobah swamp green.
Yes.
Yeah.
With a reclaimed mahogany tree from Dagobah.
He made it himself.
It could look like
ironwood. Ironwood.
You know when Groot makes the handle for the new axe for like Thor?
Yes.
It could be like that. Like
cool.
It's an actual like tree branch.
I like that.
Well, because the Wookiees use like when the Wookiee Jedi, his lightsaber in the show was from like a tree on Kashyyyk.
Yeah, see,
so
there you go.
We've known that you could have like a wooden kind of.
That's cool.
Where are huts? Are they Dagobah?
No, huts are from the planet. Like, they're not even from their own planet. Like, they polluted their planet so bad that they conquered a new planet and named it Huttese.
That's
where
sense.
Wow. From.
So is Huttese Israel?
Or Hutta. It's called Hutta, not Hutta.
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 Okay.
Hutta. Hello.
Jay-Z says Hutta.
And he is a hot tease.
Yeah.
Hot tease.
Yeah. But they're throughout, like they're spread throughout the galaxy. Like, you know, Jabba's on Tatooine. There's
That's what
Narshada,
there's always Jabba's everywhere. Yeah.
So they're kind of spread out.
Like Genghis Khan.
Yeah, they conquer. Yeah.
Very much so. That
they
is
slowly
Jabba,
conquer.
Jabba Khan.
You guys want to hear a good joke I heard?
Yeah. Of course.
So all the guys, everybody, you know how everyone's, there's a large percentage of people that are related to Genghis Khan.
Yes.
And
I heard
they all, that's interesting. I heard that they all meet up every year at Genghis Khan.
We travel.
Yeah.
We travel
Genghis
to the middle.
Genghis Khan.
It's the last known place of Genghis.
Oh my God.
And we just sit there and talk about him for 3 days.
Genghis. That's
there's
a good one.
There's no
they
lodgings.
Meet up every
there's
year
no
at Genghis Khan.
We all kill each other at the end.
Could you imagine if that was a real thing? That'd be insane.
Genghis. But all the people, they should.
Yeah.
It's perfect for a fucking setting, I tell you. Okay, so we've got, I love this, swamp green, Dagobah swamp green, reclaimed wood.
Rich mahogany.
Rich mahogany. Very earth conscious, right?
Very.
Yeah, I get it.
Very.
Yeah, you should be. Like swamp
people
thing.
Don't
yeah.
even think it's a lightsaber when they first look at it. They're like, oh.
They think
this
it's
guy
like
just carries wood.
It's like slug-tailed jewelry.
Oh, sweet Jesus. And it's breathing
for
some reason.
Why does it smell?
Yeah.
It smell like smell my finger. It smells like my lightsaber.
Why is it bubbling? Good God.
I like that.
Okay. All right. Names. Names, names, names. Martin?
Something frog-like, I guess.
I was going to go with the Huttese word for two because he's the second sibling. It's called Dopa, and he's kind of a dope.
Wow.
So.
I think that's very fitting.
Dopa the Hutt.
Dopa the Hutt.
I love, actually, I'm not even going to
so
try because I'm Norman.
Right?
So
where's
funny.
Dopa?
Dopa. Fucking dope.
God damn it, Dopa.
Misa, no, no. Misa, no, no.
You said you were going to clear the Womp Rats.
And it's always, you got to hear that menacing laugh when they're like, where's Dopa? Just in the background. Yeah. Eddie Murphy does it.
Okay, so let's.
Oh, and he has his own pet rancor that he rides into battle.
The pet
oh,
rancor.
Cool.
Yeah, he's made friends
what
with
the
rancor.
The rancor.
What
do we name the rancor?
Rancor's a sidekick?
Randy.
You're right.
Randy Rancor.
He goes into the rancor pit every day and he talks to the rancor and he makes friends with it and cleans up its poop.
Randy, clean up your poop.
Randy, that's what he calls
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Randy Rancor.
Randall.
Randall.
Randall. Let's make it a little more formal. Randall.
Dopa and Randall.
Oh, my God.
A kid story.
It's Dopa and Randall.
It's like
and
a
Randall.
Calvin
and Dopa.
Dope, dope, dope. Randall, Randall.
Too.
It's the itchy. Oh, yeah, right. Sorry, I fucked that
yeah,
up.
No,
he did a good. Simpsons.
I did.
He did it.
I caught it.
His mom said he can watch it.
Yep.
Yeah. Finally.
With her with her in the room.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
She'll mute it.
FaceTime.
And, yeah, exactly.
Keep her on FaceTime.
I know what you're watching. Turn that shit off. Okay, let's recap for just straight up hilarity's sake. So we have Dopa.
Dopa.
The jacked Huttese.
Dopa the Hutt.
Dopa the Hutt. Who's a jacked Huttese Jedi.
Shredded.
Shredded.
Literally named number
Name
two.
Shredded.
Mike. Shredded.
He's Huttese the Shredded Jedi.
It's so funny.
With he's both sexes.
Yes, that's right.
He's a gray Jedi, so he doesn't fuck around and believe in politics. He's untrusting, somewhat of a scoundrel, customary kissing greeting. He's a swinger in his part-time. If you fuck around, you'll find out. And he's also very water-friendly because of his toad-like Huttese nature. His backstory is he's an idiot nephew, lineage
right.
from a set of twins, which his sibling died during Order 66, which is what drives him. His flaws are a hot temper. And hates Gungans. Fucking hates them.
Hates them. They're sand people to
him. As soon as he kills the rest of the Empire, Jar Jar's next.
Yeah.
Can
I just say this? You know why he hates Gungans? Because they're taking up all the prime real estate. They're like the same kind of people.
Yeah, right?
And he's
mad
that
they live in the swamp. Yeah.
And he's mad that people think Jar Jar is more than just Jar Jar.
Yeah.
He's just
he believes in the conspiracy of Jar Jar.
Yeah.
He has size issues. I don't know what we meant. See, if I forgot what that meant. His ideals are he's somewhat of an elitist.
Oh, because he's big.
He's big. Yeah.
He's a big motherfucker.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's body conscious.
But also body positive.
Can't label him, but you can definitely understand him.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dopa the Hutties, Jack Jedi.
Can I say this? Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, yeah.
With Randall the Rancor.
Played by Christian Bale.
He plays Dopa. Yeah.
Oh my
That's
god.
Great.
Dopa the Hutt.
That's great. And Hemsworth plays Randall the Rancor. Yep.
Two handsome Hollywood fucking hunks.
Yeah. It's the Thor 5 we never got, ladies and gentlemen.
I do love a scene where maybe Jabba gets so fed up with Dopa that he drops him in the Rancor pit, but the Rancor just like starts licking him.
Yeah. And no one's the wiser.
What
because
the fuck?
Yeah,
he's been relationship building.
It's actually
we'll just
get Taika to do instead of the Rock Man, he'll just do the Rancor.
Hey man, oh this is 100% directed by Taika.
Yeah, what you doing down here, man?
Hey man, hey man. Okay, so
he's just huge and slumped over. Hey,
so
man.
All of this was inspired by Rosario Dawson and Ahsoka and this coming out. And it's fun now, too. What's her face? Who's in it?
Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead
well.
Is married to...
Why'd you think of Heath Ledger?
Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan.
Really?
Ewan McGregor. They're together.
They're together.
They're together, yeah.
Huh.
So both of them are now starring in the same trajectory, or somewhat of a trajectory, of Star Wars.
Yeah, their
so
characters
they
could cross.
Meet.
Their
well,
characters
or
could.
They could cross. Yeah. They could cross.
As and a Force ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. As a, well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
this
right,
is after,
yeah.
this is after Return.
After Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be interesting if they do that?
Well, so this isn't really a big thing, but like,
but
you, I know you
cool.
didn't see the trailers, Mike, but they showed Hayden Christensen in a different dialogue
Thomas
than he
Hayden
did
Church.
In the Obi-Wan show. So
sweet.
I'm curious.
Ghost.
Yeah, it's now, like it's either a memory from her training or a Force ghost, but it's like it shows him, because I always forget that he was technically training her. So
neat.
So he has to be a part of her.
Yeah, and they have experiences that only she had with him, right? Like he was literally training her.
Right.
And that
so
is,
you're saying maybe we've seen what he's described.
Well, from what I know, Ahsoka walked away from him before he became Darth Vader, but knew it was coming. But she walked away from him.
Is it pre-order 66?
She walked away from the temple long before 66. Did her own thing.
Yeah.
And then in the last season of the Clone Wars, what she does is Order 66 happens while she's not really part of the clones, but she's on a separate mission with the clones.
Right.
And she survives that because of Anakin's training.
Right.
Right.
That's where that series leaves off.
See, and like,
damn.
What's also wild is her leaving. It's like unheard of. You don't do that. You don't just leave like your training, right? So that was like, especially back then, because they were. There was a lot of Jedi training new Jedi.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like Luke doing it to Yoda where it was like, you're the last one. This was at a time where it was like tons of them. So that was like a big deal that she just walked away from it.
Snatching them away from their parents all over the galaxy.
Next episode, we're going to have like, what, two? Or they're doing a two drop?
So yeah, the premiere date, which is now Tuesday, they're doing the first two episodes at the same time, and then an episode a week.
They're doing a Dopa drop?
A Dopa drop. He's going to be fucking cameo first episode.
BTS.
Dopa the
Hutt,
baby.
They're going to see how fans react and then keep them around.
Yeah.
Dopa, literally named number two.
Dude, guys, we're getting paid. Okay, for this Jedi. To your comment, Charles, I haven't watched... When the trailers came out, I was like, fuck yeah, I'll watch that later. And obviously something happened, and I have yet to get to them. And I'm going to keep it that way because I'm in...
Yeah, just go in fresh, Mike. Go in fresh.
I looked at today.
Me too, man. I'm excited. Like, the trailer just gets me more and more hyped. I don't really know what's going on. Like, one thing I read is it's like, Rebels live action. I'm like, awesome. Because I hear about Rebels is great.
Take place?
After Return of the Jedi. So it's after the Empire has been struck down.
Shit.
But
yeah, the Death Star just got destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't just mean like who's remaining is like okay, we're good. Like there's still like
there's fragments of both sides.
Yeah,
basically like in the show Rebels, that was the beginning of the actual Rebel Alliance, and that was like the first major win in that show. Like the outcome of that show was like the first major win throughout the whole galaxy against the Empire, and then that's when kind of A New Hope kicks in after that, and then.
So it's kind of like literature. When. So it's kind of like it could overlap, like even with, or not overlap, but it kind of has a little bit of a theme that, say, Andor had, where people are part of the resistance, but they're not necessarly happy about it, or they're
just
still
disgruntled
missing
ex-employees.
They're still missing the
they're
Empire.
All mailmen.
Yeah, like
does it overlap with Mandalorian?
Yeah, that's right. It could.
Scenes,
right.
Probably
right.
With the Mandalorian.
Well, and okay.
Oh
so,
yeah, and she did show up in Mando. That's right.
If
that's
we're
right.
also getting Anakin with Ahsoka, it's two things. It's current now. Is he a Force ghost?
Yeah, he has to be.
He's gonna be a Force ghost. He's
yeah,
dead.
Yeah.
Is he lit up in the
or
trailer?
Does he do like a flashback memory?
That's
no,
what I'm
so,
saying.
So in the trailer,
we don't know.
In the trailer, it looked like a flashback with him training her.
That's what I'm cool. saying.
Yeah, that's
so
what
we
it
could
like.
Have two versions of Anakin.
It was the
flashback
same,
and
it was almost the same shot in Obi-Wan where he's sparring with Obi. Because yeah. around that same time, like, because that was part of him becoming a Jedi Knight, was taking on a Padawan, which was Ahsoka. Like, that was part of an
right,
established thing
yeah.
of, okay, oh, Anakin is a Jedi
Obi-Wan's
Knight.
Like, this is your part to do this
yeah,
now.
Because
so,
when you
yeah.
take on a Padawan, that's basically your first initiation of you're a Jedi
right.
Knight.
It's your 12th
now
step.
Because
you
you're training,
training
somebody.
Yeah. That's
right.
neat.
Right. So it's that
neat.
Was
they
a big deal.
They kind of force it on him, too. In the movie, they force it on him. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
I didn't want a Padawan. I was like, well,
yeah.
you got to. You're a Jedi Knight now. You got
right.
to do this. And he's like, he was
right.
so against it at first.
Yeah,
man,
right.
So much
right.
canon from an animated
right.
show being used in the live.
Well, and that was Dave Filoni, if I'm not mistaken, right, Martin?
That's
like,
Filoni.
That was, yeah.
Ahsoka is his creation. Like,
yeah.
basically, like, there's a cool clip, like a behind-the-scenes look of the Ahsoka show. Where
the
Filoni's
7-minute
like,
one.
At a table with George Lucas.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh,
so good.
I was just kind of like making up a Padawan for Anakin, but Anakin doesn't have a Padawan. And then George is like, no, Anakin has a Padawan.
Yeah.
And that's how they
sweet.
Came up with
it was,
Ahsoka.
It's like a 7-minute, it's on the YouTube channel for Disney Plus. It's like a 7-minute
like
thing.
He basically
but
pitched
it's,
George an idea.
It's
George
day
like,
one of how he
sick.
Did it. And then it shows Rebels. Like it shows the animated shit. And then it starts showing the
so
live action
can,
shit.
Can one of you just send me a list of things that I.
Should watch.
Just all the Star Wars things
okay,
yeah.
dude, it's
in
on,
canonical
it's,
order so I can watch it.
It's in
well.
Disney Plus right
yeah.
now.
You can do that, actually. It has a setting.
Like, even all the shows
yeah,
and everything.
Everything.
No, it does. It
and
does.
It's in order.
It's called
yeah.
Ahsoka Essentials
yes.
on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
a,
but it has it in an order. Like,
well,
it has
no, I don't even
order.
Mean that. I just mean for all of Star Wars, is there a starting point and what's the end point?
Oh,
so you
could.
Can watch chronological everything.
That's what I
want
to
do.
Watch the whole thing.
Well, that's my plan, but...
Yeah,
like, where do I start and what's the way to watch?
It's on Disney Plus, it says exactly where you start from the beginning and
okay.
go to
yeah.
the end.
Yeah. Like it'll say yeah. something like the full chronological experience, and it has
yeah.
animated
that's what I want.
Shows,
okay.
live action, yeah. and then the movies. It has everything.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. That's the one cool thing, and they do that. Like I like that they have that setting for the phases. Like if you want to watch the Marvel stuff now with the shows,
yeah.
it'll give you phase one,
well,
phase
like some
two.
Some of it I've seen, so I don't have to pay attention
yeah.
the whole time.
Totally.
And like
totally.
This show... Mm. is gonna be stupid fun. And
well, this
crazy.
Is also the
it's...
first continuation we've ever truly had of the Jedi after Return. Like, yes, 7, 8, and 9 did it, but it wasn't a new Jedi Order.
Right.
I think this is yeah. leading up to Ahsoka leading a new Jedi Order, and I think that's gonna tie into Rey's movie.
Sweet.
That's set 15 years. Like, I think this is all.
Ahsoka will be the reason Rey can continue it on because
well,
Ahsoka continued it after Return.
Because Disney knows they fucked up with these last movies, but that's not Rey's fault. Rey's a good character. So why not bring her back into yeah. it, what she's meant for, which is what they let. All of Rise of Skywalker was meant to say was the future of Jedi and slash Skywalker
dead.
Is Rey.
Yeah.
So now let's give her that. But obviously she can't do it alone, so Ahsoka makes sense. And I honestly think Kel Kestis is going to make his live-action
yeah.
debut
yeah.
either in Ahsoka Tano or in that movie. Because his whole game...
They showed...
Are
I
the games
Survivor?
Who's the
literally
one?
Survivor is called that for such a big reason.
Who's the guy with the blue head? Is that Kel Kestis?
No, Kel Kestis is the no. the ginger guy from Shameless.
Yeah. Sorry,
the game.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
From the game, yeah.
But like the
but
last
who's the blue-headed guy in that...
I
the
one
about?
You were, the one you guys were all waiting for, was he in Andor? I can't remember...
Oh no! Oh, Thrawn! You're thinking of General
Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Like he's
yeah.
like basically,
but
like
he's
a
bad guy. He's
the
Empire.
He's going to be in Ahsoka.
He's
though,
like
right?
in a
yes.
book called
yeah.
Heir to the Empire.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
First
he's the future of
he's
the Empire, essentially,
yeah.
right, Martin? It's like with him, is the future
yeah,
of the Empire? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the guy playing him is I can't remember. It's was it Mikkelsen? One of the Mikkelsen kids.
Oh, that's awesome. I just saw
and
briefly
voice,
in the trailer.
He's the voice in
good.
The show, but he's playing the live-action version.
Seen oh, that's dope.
The screen
dope.
Grabs I've seen, and I saw him,
but like,
I was like, oh,
the
here
latest
we go.
Jedi game, the way it ends, it's very much a push of, like, Kel Kestis is going to be a part of the new Jedi Order.
So
because that's
how...
his whole purpose, is he wants to keep the Jedi alive, but wants new teachings. Like, he doesn't agree with them not having a connection. Because one of the things he develops is a very loving, romantic connection, and it brings out a stronger Jedi in him. So he's against them not having. So that's what I mean is like this New Order, they can do that. They don't have to follow. Like the scripts are destroyed from Luke, right?
Yeah.
So they can start a New Order. They don't have to do it the way it was. And as we've seen, the Jedi Order was nowhere near perfect. It was not good. It was problematic. So they don't have to do that
anymore.
Yeah,
they needed to clean house.
Right. And Ahsoka, if she's going to lead the new Jedi Order, there's no way she's going to do it the way they used to. She's not even, she doesn't consider herself a Jedi. She considers herself just like a Force wielder. That's it.
I can't wait for a follow-up for the first two.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be sweet.
It's going to be fucking awesome. I think that'll just be what we watch that week, I think.
Yeah.
We should see if we could. We're primed to trace this. So if we... Not trace this, chase this, I should say.
Yeah.
So if we schedule accordingly, we should always have one or two episodes that we can dissect. So we'll see if we can do a full season of a show.
Free clicks, baby.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But I think it's also, I think we all can, the anticipation's worth it. It's going to be a show worthy of talking about it.
Oh, it's going to be just like
This is it.
It's going to be wild. And it's going to be nice to actually see something that's Jedi focused.
And genuinely
in this
new
Star Wars.
New. Yeah.
Like really new. Like I don't know, like even what's exciting is even for people that watch Rebels, they don't know where it's going because this is after that, what we've seen. So it's really new for everyone, which is so exciting.
I like not being... aware.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. Like
for once, there's no stress.
It's going to be cool to be the generation that's like, oh yeah, I was there when that was really first. Like, you know what I mean? Because even when the prequels came out, there wasn't big surprises for us because we knew where it was going.
Yeah, nothing spawned. This was before.
But this can
this
really
now
do
after.
It. Yeah.
This is off of everything we
know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Fuck.
Right.
Okay.
It's exciting. Exciting times,
listener. We hope you had fun today. We did. We hope you love Dopa as much as we do.
Yeah.
Dopa.
Hashtag Dopa the Hut.
We're going to get t-shirts made. That's our new bowling team.
Honestly, I think you just nailed an idea that maybe, just maybe, whenever we come up with one of these, we make a t-shirt for
the
show.
That's cool. That's a real debater's original product right there.
Like when we fan cast a movie or some shit,
yeah.
We just put their face on it now from now on, and that's our t-shirt.
Well, I'm going to be in school with some designer, like graphic designer stuff, so I could ask them if they do any like animations.
Could you draw us a Battletoad?
Could you draw us a Battletoad that's
someone
a fucking
draw us Dope in the Hut.
Shredded?
Yeah. If they can draw us a Dope in the
shredded,
Hut,
yeah.
We'll give them credit all
totally.
The live long day.
Totally. Yeah.
But
that's awesome.
If this is your first time to one of these insane, fun episodes that we do here, the easiest way to support the show, subscribe to it. Apple and Spotify. The two places you can leave a lot of reviews, those reviews bump us up. That's the name of the podcast game.
Yes,
I'm sure you already know that. But the free and cheap and easy way to support us is subscribe to the show. Let us show up each and every week with something. If this is your first time, we also do interviews and real talks, as Jimmy mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
There's conversational episodes, interview episodes, and these episodes, which we never know which way they go. You get a mishmash of everything. So subscribe, find us out. There's 200 and some odd episodes for you to choose from. That's pretty crazy.
Oh, and live events, more live event recordings.
Well, the point of following everybody's comedy here that we mentioned at the top of the show.
You get it all.
You get it all. It's like an entertainment package.
We're a big package. Like, we have our own streaming service.
I'm
guys.
Mr. Slam.
Debaters Plus. I'm Mr. Slam. I have my own 10-minute programming.
No, but yeah, we do. We do live events, movies in the park, live recordings at
trivia.
Places, trivia. Like we're more than just four idiots in a room talking. So if you want to see
that's
us,
right.
If you want to engage with us,
we're an experience.
Comic-Con. We are also four idiots in the room talking.
Yeah, that too. That's
truly really what we are at the end of the day.
We can't forget where we came from.
Yeah.
That's true.
But at Real Debaters on Twitter and Instagram, at Real Debaters Pod.
You mean X?
X Twitter. I'm not calling it that.
It's so dumb.
Did you see the cocaine residue they added to the logo?
Yeah.
a little drip of coke. Oh, it is really, eh?
Well, that's what it looks like.
That's pretty cool. I guess he knows his crowd,
I
guess.
It looks like a line in a straw that I would snort it from.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Gave me trauma. But yeah, at Real Debaters on X.
Everything.
On X.
And Instagram, REEL, Real Debaters Pod.
That's XXX.com. It's Vin Diesel's website, actually.
No affiliation with CBC.
None whatsoever. At RD Pod Shorts for YouTube and the Real Debaters Podcast and realdebaters.ca for Facebook and our website. I have, I've been Jim Jones.
Oof. I'm Shredded Kylo Ren.
And I do. I'm your pride and groom.
Dog fucker. Who's out in Vancouver?
Ichita.
Ichita.
That's like a swear word in Star Wars. I'm not sure what it means, but it's supposed to be pretty bad.
Kill Solo.
Goofy.
That's Dupla.
That's a Rancor.
That's Randolph. The yeah. Randolph.
Oh, hoy, 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 hoy.
We need to make this a show. Watch all the movies, kids. Say bye, everybody.
Bye,
bye everybody.
Bye, kids.
Ladies.